5.
Okay.
Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio on your radio dial at 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. We're also tuned to In the Music Box, and we're trying out a first here tonight. We've done some collaborations between In the Music Box and Pat Loken and KGVM, but tonight we're doing her live, and obviously the Studio Gremlins ate up a little bit of the start, but glad that things are going up here now, and it is the Local Musician Spotlight tonight. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and each Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, talk to a local band or artist. And tonight, I'm happy to have in the studio here, inside the music box, Taylor Burlidge and Hans Swenson. Glad to have you here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Bob.
Yeah. And I think that you both have been performing around here for a while, as far as I know. I've seen you in Sweet Sage, the band, two or three times, I think, and seen Hans and the Dirt Farmers. So,
a few times.
I was wondering if you wanted to just maybe talk a little bit about how you got started in music and how long you've been doing it and how you came to be here.
Yeah. For myself, I've kind of been in and around music for a lot of my life. Hans and I grew up together, so generally his house was the jam space. But yeah, kind of getting more into the Bozeman and Montana music scene was with Sweet Sage, with Amanda Stewart and Garrett Koontz. They kind of scooped me up a couple winters ago, and we kind of went from there, and things were going real good until COVID hit. But in the process, we scooped up some super talented musicians, and once the current pandemic hit, it kind of shut a lot of larger shows down. So I think a lot of us have been holed up doing our own thing for the past 10 months or so. That's what I got.
Yeah. I've been in Bozeman my whole life. Like Taylor said, me and him have been jamming for about as long as we've been alive, it seems like. But I've been playing classical violin since I was pretty young, but got picked up by the Dirt Farmers, a local kind of bluegrass band, back in high school. Played with them forever, up until pretty much the pandemic hit and shut everything down. But I got scooped up by Sweet Sage a little over a year ago, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And just playing with those guys for a while. Played with a couple other groups here and there, but... yeah, just trying to find my way through the local music scene, meet some other cool musicians, and get as much playing in as I can.
Did you get scooped up by the Dirt Farmers, or did your dad conscript you?
It was a bit of conscription, a bit of scooping up. That has really been kind of an eclectic group. Members will leave, and new ones will get picked up, and I think maybe one of the original members from the group left. I joined back probably about 6 years ago. My dad weaseled his way in a couple years after that, playing banjo with us. It's been a blast playing with so many different musicians, because you get a different kind of like aspect of the musical space from everybody you meet and play with.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... I know... I remember seeing Sweet Sage. It was probably not too far before the lockdown. One of the last shows I think I went to, you guys played at the Filler opening for Addison Lee Thompson. He was doing a show there.
Yep.
That was pretty fun. I think maybe at Merchmas guys played, and you and Amanda played a duo gig earlier.
That was kind of a fun time, because we were playing Merchmas, and it was just Amanda and I. And we had just recently had like our first or second practice with, full band, bass, drums, fiddle, the whole shebang. And there was an opening later that night. Somebody had dropped out, And Amanda and I were like, should we do it? And we did it, and it went really well. And I think that was pretty key in actually like giving us a bit of confidence to move forward with a bigger group.
Yeah.
That's
definitely a good jumping off point.
Yeah. Trial by fire.
Yeah. So, like you said, obviously things have been a little super slow through the past, I don't even know how many months. I guess I saw today, I'd kind of forgotten this, the first case of COVID was reported in the U.S. a year ago today.
Really? So wow.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Rona. Thanks. I think it wasn't that long after that, I think, that things kind of got clamped down. So I suppose you're chomping at the bit to get back out and play music.
Yes, definitely. That's, not to say that there's an end in sight, but it feels like it, and definitely makes it a little bit easier to look towards the future in terms of, playing with other people and starting to think about playing for other people.
Yeah.
And that's pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
As are we all, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know it affects a lot of people a lot of different ways, but there are just a lot of people I know that I know through the music scene, and that was a lot of what they did with their free time, the spectators, and a lot of the people that played were, it wasn't just a hobby. It's, mm-hmm. when it's in your blood, it's kind of hard to just turn it off, I think. So I'm sure everybody's got a lot of pent-up music waiting to rush out. Well, I was wondering, maybe you want to play a couple of songs here, and then we'll talk about pent-up music and what you have been doing over the COVID period.
Love to oblige. We'll
probably make that happen. All right, this is brand new. It's called Colors.
Yes, the next time we meet, we'll be singing.
All right, for those of you who remember Sweet Sage, this is for you. Golden days got me feeling gray. Bluest eyes have got me seeing straight. Love of mine's raised me from the grave. Feeling brave. All these years I have taken my time, waiting for some kind of sign. Kept my fear, I know that it's still mine. Be alright. I cry out for that dead end. Break away, take up with the world. Leave someday and let those wings unfurl. Get about that broken boy and girl that we were. Then I'll keep my eyes fixed on you.
Yeah, if you want to do one more, that'd be great. Yeah.
Broken ballad.
Yeah, a little murder ballad for you guys.
A little uplifting number for a Wednesday night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's what everybody prepare wants. Yourself. Thank you.
far as murder ballads go, that wasn't the most gruesome one I've ever heard.
Not gruesome. More implication.
Yeah, that's right. It's got that going for it. So you wrote all of those songs?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, I did.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So with Sweet Sage, you wrote part of them. Amanda wrote some.
Yeah, it was split pretty evenly between the two of us. We were just kind of... It was really whoever came up with something first. That would kind of be the new thing whenever whenever we go to practice. And sometimes it would be a drought. Sometimes when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever write together? Or?
A little bit.
Yeah.
More we would work together kind of on song structure more than anything. You know, harmonizing, that was kind of our strength, as we definitely, our voices complemented each other quite well.
Yeah, and those guys had some killer harmonies for sure.
Yeah. And that was more, you know, we would bring our own writing to the table and then go from there.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was how it worked.
Did you play mandolin some?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not good enough at the mandolin to sing and play for the most part. I can't focus on two things at once when I'm playing that instrument. So for a lot of her songs, I'd be playing the mandolin and then switch over to guitar for my own songs. So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
worked out fairly well.
So as, you know, everybody's hoping that we're on the upswing here and kind of coming out of things as things start opening up. So obviously you've both played in, you know, five-piece bands and stuff, mm-hmm. and you've done some duet stuff. What kinds of things are you hoping to do more of, or anything in particular?
Just play more. I mean, I think we're both pretty open to a variety of genres. We just happen to sound okay when we play folky stuff. Personally, I would love to get a full band back together. It's the most fun.
Yeah.
And I just like the collaboration. I think that's what I've been missing the most, is everybody brings something to the table, even if it, you know, I wrote the words and that's, you know, that's a start, but
right.
I think the magic of it is bringing other people's minds into, you know, mm-hmm. mega mind, making
it yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
layering in.
Yeah. And, I've really noticed the past couple months. Yeah, I've just been kind of holed up in my basement, playing music by myself, trying to rope my roommate into a few things. But you really kind of get inside your head after a while. If you haven't played with anyone else, I've tried a bit of songwriting, tried to learn some other tunes. And that collaboration is really key. And that's definitely the part that I'm missing most, not being able to gig with a full group. Yeah. And the added bonus for Sweet Sage, I mean, I'm so kind of like soaked in bluegrass at this point. It was a bit of a change for me to play with a full drum kit, with electric bass. I just love that, like the fullness of the sound you can get there. I really respect bluegrass for what it is. I love the fact that it doesn't need percussion. It doesn't want percussion. it's great. But at the same time, it's so fun to play with a full electric setup. I'm really looking to get back into that in some form.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I, you know, I've done sound for bluegrass and folk stuff mostly, and not having done sound on drums very much, I usually approach that with a mixture of fear and loathing.
So does everybody else.
You know, Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass, would say that ain't no part of nothing. But I think that is true. I mean, it just expands the palette of things that you can apply and stuff. Yeah. And so, having been sitting in your basements, getting up all up in your heads, how weird is it? How hard is it to start playing with somebody else? Does it come back right away, or is it kind of a
you go first.
Yeah, I think it comes back pretty quick. There's definitely some getting back and playing with other people just requires more of a you need to be a bit more spatially aware of what's going on around you, and that's something that definitely takes a bit of getting used to. You just need to be paying attention to I don't know, there's so many little aspects of playing music that if you're on your own, you just don't really take into account. Like you miss a note, you slow down and you get it right. And if you're playing with other people, you can't do that. You need to like listen to what's going on around you and kind of follow along. And so that's definitely it. There's a bit of a conversion that takes place, but it comes back pretty quick. It has for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would say I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, when you play guitar by yourself, you kind of just let your own rhythm go.
Yeah.
And a lot of that has to do with just the feeling of the song, what feels slower, what feels more. And luckily Hans is far more competent than I am. And he can just follow,
along and just adjust.
But that was definitely like, you know, getting everybody on the same page is probably the, you know, especially, you know, a jam band is one thing, but getting a band together to really go after it is, takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
But I'm excited to see what's going to happen.
So when you guys were kind of playing out and stuff, had you ever worked up to like thinking about recording anything or?
Yes. we were about a month away from pulling the trigger, and then everything got shut down and the studio was shut down, and then I left. So
yeah.
That ship sailed a little bit for now, but you know, we'll see in the future. I'm currently looking at working with a producer in town to record an EP hopefully by summer. So
oh, cool.
And, yeah. And actually that's Taylor's had a pretty cool thing going on in the past couple of weeks. He's been getting some people together totally digitally and having send in tracks for, well, you explain it.
Yeah, so it's just loosely, we're just calling it socially distanced covers. And, you know, I've had a couple people. Hans has played on every single one of them, whether fiddle or bass, which is pretty cool. But just a couple other local bands and local musicians that wanted to get in on it. And we did a Christmas song, a New Year's song, and then just a couple other ones for fun.
Cool.
And it's cool because it's just, I do one backing track and vocals, and people fill in where they want. And
ship it around and
kind
of pass it around.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. And then everybody sends it to me, and I edit it together and mix it a little bit. And
yeah.
And speaking of
not bad,
getting used to a new style, that's been a huge learning curve for me. Realizing that, listening to a track on your headphones and trying to play along with that. That's even a totally different way of like approaching music than playing live with other people, because you need to think about what you're playing in a totally different way, and you can go back and listen to yourself and be like, my God, do I really sound like that?
It's the blessing and the curse of recording.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's been really fun though. I feel like that's a great compromise, and a lot of the musicians I've talked to. Kind of that have been a part of this have been super grateful for the opportunity to just like get their get some more music out in some form and just kind of have some fun.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. If you're just tuning in, you're tuned to KGVM Bozeman and Inside the Music Box. This is the joint venture between In the Music Box and the Local Musician Spotlight. I want to thank Pat Loken for the space. For organizing things, because my organizational capabilities have fallen apart even worse than normal through the corona. So it's great to get an opportunity to do this. So I wonder if you guys want to maybe play a couple more songs.
Yeah, it's the one with the fun break.
Fun break, got it.
Before you realize this world's less than what you need, take your own advice. Don't forget to force the feeling, like to rest upon the laurels you laid at my feet. Of course, correct the fine. An honest understanding of your mind in a token surrender. last memories. Beyond the square, you were taken up with the singers. Eyes were clearer than songs would fly from your fingers. Birds would hold you close, whisper secrets in your ears. But you had enough of those. Your tongue succumbed to the fear. Mind in a token surrender, mistake in your life's memory.
Another one of the Sweet Sage classics.
Thank you. I wasted my time as I gambled away my last show. Am I too young? Am I too wild? Settle for feeling alright. Am I too old to be acting as though to be feeling so empty inside?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna do the one that I'm gonna do by myself.
Nice. Take a go, drink a beer.
Younger than my father when he died, but your body felt that living twice. And I had dreams that we would meet, you would take me by your side. But you were younger than my father when you died. I'll admit that there was sadness there, but it's too easy to look past the things that make you wanna cry. Younger than my father when you died.
Hot off the presses, huh?
Yeah, that was almost forgot a line.
Nice. So I've been curious, how has it been writing songs in the last 10 months or so? Is it easier, harder? Do you think that, like, the whole situation has affected your songwriting?
I think so. I mean, not in terms of, like, writing songs about living in a pandemic. I'm not really in with that. But I think, and especially in the past couple of months, since I was pretty busy over the summer working. But in the past couple of months, it's like I've had a lot of time by myself, and a lot more time than normally I would know what to do with. And I think that's huge. I think everybody should have to do that at some point, because it you know, there's a lot of self-reflection and also a lot of time to be a little harder on your own work. You know, with Sweet Sage, you know, playing with the band, it was like I would write songs when I could fit it in.
Mm-hmm.
Now I set aside time to write songs, and I don't know if I've gotten better, but I like the songs I've written more recently a hell of a lot more than I like the songs I've written, you know, before.
Yeah.
And, you know, like anything, it's, you know, you have to exercise that part of your brain to be any...
Right.
To get anywhere with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, it's definitely come a lot easier. And I think it's also, you know, it's a time when you're consuming a lot of, you know, entertainment and sources of information, and it's gotten a lot easier to write about other people. You know, the first songs I ever wrote, I had a lot to do, just like everybody else, of just how damn bummed I was that a girl didn't like me. And that's great. There are a bunch of great songs that are like that, and I'll probably still write some of those songs, but I think it's been a good exercise in forcing myself to put myself in somebody else's shoes, whether that's a real person that, you know, I know or know of, or if it's somebody that I've made up in my head. And yeah, I've definitely been more prolific in this time.
Yeah,
which is cool.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You know, I think a lot of people, a lot of songwriters at the start of this, when they were suddenly faced with the fact that they were going to have a lot more time, probably expected, hey, I'll have a lot of time to write. And I think some people that worked for, and some people, I think the crushing weight of their situation blocked that, I think. And so, it seems like it's been kind of a mixed bag for people about whether they were able to write more, and if the writing experience was as cathartic. Or, you know, I think a lot of people, obviously it affects, you know, it works for different people in different ways, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean,
you know, if at the end of all of this you came out of it with a bunch of good new songs.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's something anyway.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're good, but they're songs.
Sounds pretty good to me. So.
Thank you. Appreciate
yeah, that. If you want to, I think we've got time probably for a couple more. We've got about a minute, so.
Why don't we just end this with one long one?
Cool.
That works.
All right, yeah. I listen to a lot of Grateful Dead songs.
Yeah, that's alright.
It's called The Road Hit Back. And if you don't like repetition, you probably should just leave now.
Ready?
Sure.
Road hit back. your way outside Pueblo. You picked a fight in Santa Fe. You met a girl from New York City. Now she's carrying baby. You hit the road, road hit back. You hit the road, you ain't coming back. Some kinds of people just don't know when to stop. Some kinds of people, some kinds of people, some kinds of people. Push against the clock. There ain't nothing left to say. There ain't nothing left to do. Follow mama to the grave. There ain't nothing wrong with you. You hit the road, road hit back. You hit the coming back.
That's how you go out in style.
Nice. There you go. That was a rock and roll ending there.
Yeah, I broke a string. It's about time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, an E string, too. For like 90% of the song being in E.
Yeah, that was the string to break.
For sure.
Well, thank you guys for coming in tonight, and it's been a lot of fun, and this is a great space. I really like being in here and doing this, and I can't say that I missed having to listen to you over people at the next table talking about how drunk they got last night or how their significant other is driving them nuts or anything, but I'm looking forward to a time when maybe I can go watch you somewhere, and in between sets, I'll buy you a libation of your choice or something. I think that sounds great, pretty appealing about this time. So
any day of the week, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having us. I'm pretty excited about doing this. It's a little shaky, but it felt good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any excuse to play some live music these days, as live as you can get it.
Yeah. Got to jump on it when you can. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I hope everybody's enjoyed that. This is the Local Musician Spotlight and In the Music Box. We'll be back with something next Wednesday night at 7. I think that probably won't be the joint venture, but we'll probably do this again in the not-too-distant future. And I want to thank Pat Loken and In the Music Box for the space, for doing all the things, setting everything up, getting everything ready. And I feel kind of like I'm bumming off of him on a lot of this stuff, but it's been great, and I really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube on In the Music Box, when this finishes up, go check out some of the other shows. Pat's got a lot of great stuff on there, so encourage you to look around a little bit or cross over. If you're listening on the radio, go look at In the Music Box or vice versa. And just want to thank you for tuning in. Hope you keep doing it. We'll keep bringing great shows to you. Try to bring you more local musicians whenever we can. And thanks, and have a good night.